Welcome to Zichur Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're in Zechar Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Ches. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara brings a number of teachings about the benefits of eating on Shabbos. It was said in the name of Bar Kapar that whoever fulfills the precept of eating three meals, Shalosh Seudos, on Shabbos, is spared from three misfortunes: Mechevo Shel Mashiach, Medino Shel Gehenim, and Mechemos Gog and Magog, from the birth pangs of Mashiach, from the judgment of Gehenim, and from the war of Gog and Magog. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Yossi, Kol Ma'anik Zeh Shabbos, whoever delights in Shabbos is granted a boundless heritage. And Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, whoever delights in Shabbos needs some Mashibut Galios, he is spared from the oppression of the exiles. And each more brings a source to support his teaching. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Yomali Mishamrin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kilchasan, Miyad Nigalim. If the Jewish people would only observe two Shabbosim according to their halachos, they would be redeemed immediately, as it says in the pasuk, "Ko amar Hashem l'sirisim asher yishmeru es shabbosai." So says Hashem regarding the eunuchs who observe my shabbosim. And here Shabbos is in the plural, meaning two shabbosim. And it's written afterwards, "V'havi osim el harkadshi," and I'll bring them to my holy mountain. And pointing with Rabbi Yossi said, in all his days he never gazed at his milah. So the Gemara asks how this could be, since when Rabbi was asked why he's called Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he answered that in all his days he never gazed at his milah. If what Rabbi Yossi said about himself was true, then he should have been called Rabbeinu HaKodesh as well. So the Gemara answers that Rebbe also had another modest habit in that he did not place his hand below the level of his belt, and that's why he's referred to as Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So once again, the three points are, number one, the Gemara brings a number of teachings about the benefits of eating on Shabbos. It was said in the name of Bar Kapar that whoever fulfills the precept of eating three meals, Shalos Seudos, on Shabbos, is spared from three misfortunes, Mechevo Shel Mashiach, Medino Shel Gehenim, Memochemos Gog and Magog, from the birth pangs of Mashiach, the judgment of Gehenim, and from the war of Gog and Magog. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Kol Ma'anek Zeh Shabbos, Noisin Lo Nachala B'li Matzarim. Whoever delights in Shabbos is granted a boundless heritage. And Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, whoever delights in Shabbos needs some Mashibut Galios, he is spared from the oppression of the exiles. And each more brings a source to support his teaching. Point number two, Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Yomali Mishamrin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kihochasan Miyad Nigalim. If the Jewish people would only observe two Shabbosim according to Halacha, they would be redeemed immediately, as it says in the pasuk, "Ko amar Hashem l'sirisim asher yishmeru es shabbosai." So says Hashem regarding the eunuchs who observe my shabbosim. And here Shabbos is in the plural, meaning two shabbosim. And it's written afterwards, "V'havi osim el har kadshi," and I will bring them to my holy mountain. And point number three, Rabbi Yossi said that in all his days he never gazed at his milah. The Gemara asks how this could be, since when Rebbe was asked why he's called Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he answered that in all his days he never gazed at his milah. If what Rabbi Yossi said about himself was true, then he should have been called Rabbeinu HaKodesh as well. So the Gemara answers that Rabbi also had another modest habit in that he didn't place his hand below the level of his belt. And that's why he's referred to as Rabbeinu HaKodesh. All right, so now we're going to go to a sim for Kuf Yud Ches. And in this case, the vast majority suggested Kichel for Kuf Yud Ches. So we're going to use Kichel as our sim. So thank you everybody for your suggestions. And Kichel is our sim. So here goes. The Kichel connoisseurs, since eating Kichel at all three Shabbos meals, will spare Yidden from misfortune, provided they eat at two Shabbosim in a row, and not let their hands go below their belts. Once again, in slow motion. The Kichel connoisseurs, Kichel, that means one daf, Kuf Yud Ches. The Kichel connoisseurs insisted eating Kichel at all three Shabbos meals will spare Yidden from misfortune, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of teachings about the benefits of eating on Shabbos. It was said in the name of Bar Kapar that whoever fails the precept of eating three meals on Shabbos is spared from three misfortunes, Mechevo Shel Mashiach, Medino Shel Gehenim, Memochemos Gog and Magog, from the birth pangs of Mashiach, the judgment of Gehenim, and from the war of Gog and Magog. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Yossi, Kol Ma'anek Zeh Shabbos, Noisin Lo Nachala B'li Mitzarim. Whoever delights in Shabbos is granted a boundless heritage. And Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak said, whoever delights in Shabbos is Nitzel Mashibut Galios, he spared from the oppression of the exiles. Each more brings a source to support his teaching. So the Kichel connoisseurs insisted eating Kichel at all three Shabbos meals will spare Yidden from misfortune, provided they eat at two Shabbosim in a row, which reminds us Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Imali Mishamrin Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Kilchasan Miyad Nigalim. If the Jewish people would only observe two Shabbosim according to Halacha, they would be redeemed immediately, as it says in the pasuk, Ko amar Hashem l'sirisim asher yishmeru es shabbosai. So says Hashem regarding the eunuchs who observe my Shabbosim, and here Shabbos is in the plural, meaning two Shabbosim, and it is written afterwards, V'havi osim el har kadshi, and I will bring them to my holy mountain. So the Kichel connoisseurs insisted eating Kichel at all three Shabbos meals will spare Yidden from misfortune, provided they eat at two Shabbosim in a row, and not let their hands go below their belts. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi said that in all his days, he never gazed at his milah. The Gemara asks how this could be, since when Rebbe was asked why he was called Rabbeinu HaKodesh, he answered that in all his days he never gazed at his milah. If what Rabbi Yossi said about himself was true, then he should have been called Rabbeinu HaKodesh as well. The Gemara answers that Rebbe also had another modest habit in that he did not place his hand below the level of his belt, and that's why he's referred to as Rabbeinu HaKodesh. So once again, the kichel connoisseurs insisted eating kichel at all three Shabbos meals will spare Yidden from misfortune, provided they eat it two Shabbos in a row and not let their hands go below their belts. All right, so now it's time for a four blah bach hazara. Kufyadal. So the Simran Kufyadal is a kiddie amusement park. Here goes. At the kiddie park, that means we're on Daf Kufyadal. At the kiddie park, where children got to wear special ash removal clothing, which reminds Rav Acha bar Abba said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that the Torah's source for the appropriateness of changing one's clothing to suit the task at hand comes from a pasuk in regards to removing the ashes from the Mizbeach. It states, Upashas Bagadav, the Lavash Bagadim Acherim, he shall remove his garments and don other garments, meaning he need to put on different garments to bring out the ashes, a less important task. Rashi explains that Hashem considers it honorable to wear nicer clothing for an exalted purpose, and therefore it's appropriate to change out of them before performing menial tasks. And it was taught in the Academy of Rabbi Shmuel that this teaches us Derech Eretz, that garments that one has worn when he cooked a pot of food for his master should not be the garments he wears when pouring a cup of wine for his master. Cooking the food is a metaphor for cleaning the ashes, and pouring the cup represents the libations on the Mizbeach. So at the kiddie park, where children got to wear special ash removal clothing and dress up as rabbis answering questions, which reminds Rabbi Yochanan stated that the criterion for a Talmid Chacham to be appointed a leader over the community is that he should be able to answer a question from any place in Shas, even from Masechta Kala. Masechta Kala is a series of braises that is one of the minor Masechtas that are not typically learned in one lesson's master Shas. It can be found after Avos. The opening halacha teaches that a Kala that has not had the brachas of Nisuin recited yet is forbidden to her husband, like a Nida. So at the kiddie park, where children got to wear special ash removal clothing and dress up as rabbis answering questions, lunch was served late in the day after the outer spoiled leaves of vegetables got trimmed. Which reminds us, in a discussion regarding why the customary shofar blasts blown on Erev Shabbos were not blown on Yom Kippur that fell out on Erev Shabbos, the Gemara points out that Yom Kippur had rabbinic lenience. They permitted people late in the afternoon in Yom Kippur to trim the outer spoiled leaves from stalks of vegetables, it's called Knivas Yerek, in preparation to chop or cut them after Yom Kippur. This was permitted even though rabbinically one is typically forbidden to make preparations for a weekday. Rashi explains that the rabbis were lenient because the food preparation late in the day when a person is hungriest increases the distress of fasting, which is a fulfillment of the mitzvah, v'anisim eshnaf shosechem, and you shall afflict your souls. Kuftes Vav, so the symbol for Kuftes Vav is a katoris maker, so here goes. The katoris maker, that must mean Rondaf Kuftes Vav. So the katoris maker got so engrossed learning suvim, he accidentally started a fire and frantically tried to save all his Kisvei HaKodesh, which reminds us, the opening mishnah of the 16th parak states that all Kisvei HaKodesh, meaning any sefer from Tanakh, may be saved from a fire on Shabbos, whether they are publicly read on Shabbos, such as Nevim, or whether they are not read from on Shabbos, such as Ksuvim. Rashi quotes Rabbeinu HaLevi, who says that Ksuvim may not be read on Shabbos even by individuals because of Bittul Beis Midrash. It was the custom during those times to give halachic discourses to the public on Shabbos, since most people are unable to attend them during the week. If individuals are permitted to learn Ksuvim on Shabbos, it's very likely they would not attend the Shiurim in the Beis Midrash because they would become so engrossed in Ksuvim as they are considered the most engaging parts of Tanakh. So the Katoris maker got so engrossed in learning Ksuvim, he accidentally started a fire and frantically tried to save all his Kisvei Kodesh, including translations, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds that one is not permitted to read from foreign translations of Tanakh. The Gemara brings up a Chokas and Marayim in regards to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel regarding whether foreign translations can be saved from a fire. Rav Huna says they may not be saved since they can't be read from. Rav Chisda says they may be saved because of Bizyon Kisvei HaKodesh, meaning it would be a disgrace to Kisvei HaKodesh for them to be burned in the fire. So the Katoris maker got so engrossed in learning Suvim, he accidentally started a fire and frantically tried to save all his Kisvei HaKodesh, including translations, provided they had at least 85 letters. Which reminds us, Rav Huna bar Chavuva asked Rav Nachman, if it's permitted to save a Sefer Torah where most of the writing has been erased and there are not a total of 85 letters intact, similar to the number of letters in the Parsha of Yibin Zoharon and when the Ark would journey. Rashi explains that Rebbe holds that the two psukim in this Parsha are considered a separate Sefer of the Torah. Since it contains 85 letters, this number was chosen as the minimum number of intact letters necessary for a Sefer Torah to retain its Kedusha. Rav Nachman answered that it's not permitted to save a Sefer Torah that has less than 85 letters. Kuftes Zayin. So the symbol for Kuftes Zayin is a barber giving haircuts. When the barber left to show off his 7-book set of Chumash while giving haircuts, that means we're on Daf Kuftes Zayin. So when the barber left to show off his 7-book set of Chumash while giving haircuts, which reminds us, the Brice addresses the meaning of the signs which precede and follow the parsha of Yibin Zohar Aharon, and when the ark would journey. The customs he used inverted nun for the signs. Rebbe says the reason the section is enclosed is Shesefer Chashev Hu Bifnei Atzmo. It's to be regarded as a significant sefer unto itself. In line with Rebbe's opinion, Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmani explained the pasuk Chatzva Amudeh Hashiva. She has hewn out seven pillars, as referring to the seven books of the Torah. Rashi explains that since Rebbe considers the parsha of Yibin Zoharon as a separate sefer, Chumash B'Midbar therefore comprises three separate chumashim for a total of seven. So when the barber loved to show off his seven-book set of chumash while giving haircuts, saw the heretic's library down the street go up in smoke, which reminds us, in a brisa that state that the books of Jewish heretics are not safe from a fire, Rabbi Shmuel said that this law can be derived through a Kal Vachomer. If the Torah states that Hashem's name, which is written with Kedusha, can be erased into water for the sake of shalom between a man and his wife, all the more so should the divine names written by people arouse jealousy, enmity, and dissension between Israel, and their father in Shemaim should be erased. So when the barber loved to show off his seven-book set of chumash while giving haircuts, saw the heretic's library down the street go up in smoke, he pledged to learn halacha on Shabbos and not learn ksuvim the entire day. Which reminds us, there's malchus between Rabbi and Shmuel regarding the prohibition of reading ksuvim on Shabbos. According to one opinion, the malchus is as follows. Rav says that it was only forbidden to read ksuvim in the Beis Midrash where the shir and halacha was given. Shmuel held it was forbidden to read ksuvim anywhere during the time of the shir. Rav Ashi argues and says that Shmuel said that it was forbidden to read ksuvim the entire Shabbos. Rav Ashi explains that Shmuel had said like Rabbi Nechemiah, who prohibited reading from ksuvim the entire day, so that people would draw the conclusion that if they cannot read ksuvim on Shabbos, all the more so they should not read from Shtari Hediotos, which Rashi explains as letters containing calculations or correspondence on Shabbos. Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. So the Simur Kuf Yud Zayin is a gabbai with a ring of keys. So here goes. The gabbai with the ring of keys, that means run Daf Kuf Yud Zayin. The gabbai with the ring of keys put the Sefer Torah from the burning shul in a three-walled mabui with one lechi, which reminds us, the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Tes Zayin introduced a machlokes tanaim regarding where one may put Sefer Kodesh that was saved from a fire. The Tana Kama says they may be taken to a mabui she'en mufuash, a mabui that is unopened, whereas Ben Becerra said they may also be taken to a mabui mufuash, an open mabui. The Gemara seeks to define the terms mufuash and v'she'en mufuash, and after rejecting two answers, it concludes with the opinion of Rav Ashi, who said that a mabui that has three walls and one lechi is considered unopened, and if it has no lechi, is considered open, mufulash. And even according to Rebbe Eliezer, who requires two lechis to be considered she'en mufulash, that is referring to saving food and beverages, but regarding a Sefer Torah, one lechi suffices. So the gabbai with the ring of keys put the Sefer Torah from the burning shul in a three-walled mabui with one lechi, along with food for three Shabbos meals, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that one may save enough food from a fire for three meals. The Tana Kama holds that saving three meals is only permitted if the fire occurred Shabbos night before the person ate. If it occurred after Shabbos night, he may save only enough for two meals. And if it occurred after midday, he may save only enough for one meal. Rabbi Yossi argues and holds that one may always save enough for three meals. And the Gemara questions why a person cannot save more food, since food is a muksa and he's carrying it out to a courtyard whose houses are joined by an Arab. Rava answers, Mitosh Adam Bahu Amamono. Since a person is in turmoil over the prospect of losing his property, if he's permitted to say more, he might come to extinguish the fire. So the gabbai with the ring of keys put the Sefer Torah from the burning shul in a three-walled mabui with one lechi, along with food for three Shabbos meals, not four. Which reminds us, the question was asked in a brisa regarding how many meals one is obligated to eat on Shabbos. The Tana Kama said three, and Rabbi Chitcha said four. Rabbi Yochanan said that both the Tana Kama and Rabbi Chitcha based their opinions on the same pasuk. Moshe said, eat it today, for today is a Shabbos to Hashem. Today you shall not find it in the field. Rabbi Chinuch holds that the three mentions of the word today, hayom, refer to the three separate meals that are meant to be eaten during the day, aside from the evening meal. The Tana Kama holds that the three todays include the evening meal. All right, now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions plus three bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number one, which stuff do we learn about saving Kisvei HaKodesh from a fire, both in the Vim and Ksuvim? That's on Daf Kuf Tes Vav. Good. Number two, which stuff do we learn why Rebbe was called Rabbeinu HaKodesh? That's on Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn about the Yom Kippur leniency of Knivas HaYarek, trimming the outer leaves of stalks late in the afternoon on Yom Kippur? That's on Daf If you doll it. Good. Number four. Which stuff do we learn that Rebbe holds that the Yibin Zohar Aharon is a separate sefer of the Chumash? That's on Daf Kuftezayin. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do you learn that one does not save a worn-out Sefer Torah from a fire that has less than 85 letters intact? That's on Duff. Kuftes Vav. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn that eating 3 meals on Shabbos saves one from his fortune? That's on Duff. Kufyud Ches. Good. Number 7. Which stuff we have a Malchokas regarding when it is prohibited to read Ksuvim on Shabbos? That's on Duff. Kuftet Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we have 2 cases of broken sandal straps? That was on Duff. Kufyud Beis. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn that the ghoul would come if we kept 2 Shabbosim, Kiochasa, one after the next? That's on Duff. Kufyud Ches. Good. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn that Sfarim written by heretics are not saved in a fire, and that din can be learned from a Kal v'chomer? That's on Duff. Kuftei Zayin. Good. And the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn about the importance of relieving oneself before Shmona Esrei? Otherwise, it's a toeva. That's on Duff. Chav Gimel. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn about the background history of when to say Havdalah? That's on Duff. Lamed Gimel. Good. And number 3, which stuff do you learn about the concept of a Beinoni? That's on Duff. Samachov. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz, plus the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldberg from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.